You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here in Colorado, we have to deal with the blizzards. They come rolling in and people have to hunker down. In other parts of the country, they have to either hunker down or run and escape from hurricanes. Our good buddy and, well, let's just say it, he's our radio consultant.
Yeah.
Mr. Greg Cassidy is not too far down the road, just outside of Tampa. Is this right? You've been evacuated. Is that right?
They evacuated us. We were supposed to be out of the Clearwater area yesterday, or not yesterday, day before yesterday in the evening. So I got out yesterday afternoon, and the water was already running pretty high. And that's the biggest problem with the storm in the Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater areas. They call it surges because of tides and the full moon. The water rises higher than normal, then it splashes over the bridges, and the bridges, two out of the three, run at sea level, basically. So they get people off of those isolated areas inland a little bit more, higher ground, because again, you're 10 feet above sea level. Anything can go wrong.
Yeah, you got your flippers and your snorkel ready, and
I got my little rubber ducky on. I'm set, man.
You're good to go.
Ready to rock.
All right.
They're talking about how this is going to be it's an unprecedented storm in terms of recorded history of hitting the Big Bend area, and it's already now up to a category. It went from a Category 1 to a Category 4 in less than 24 hours.
Yeah,
and that is punching Florida right in the face. I know a lot of our listeners have got family from down there, or they have friends who live down there. Hell, we've got listeners that we hear from who moved from Colorado.
They send us
and
pictures.
Still, they listen to us in Florida, and two of them have already written and said they've been evacuated too.
I couldn't handle this. I could not live down there and have to deal with this on a consistent basis. Triple G, I don't know how you're doing it.
I love it.
It's so irritating.
I love it.
It's irritating.
Listen.
I had to go out and get my sandbags 2 days ago and put them around the doors and entryways. And that was a new adventure. I mean, I'd lived in Colorado for 10 years or more, and you have those snowstorm adventures. Well, it's kind of a different thing here with it's water versus snow.
Yeah.
Same kind of, it's just frozen versus wet. And it's different. So it's more exciting for me. And I've learned a lot, and I've watched a lot, and I've learned that when people talk about category 3, 2, 1, 4, whatever, the majority of those winds, when they say 140 miles per hour winds and they're standing next to a sign that's blowing them over, is the majority of that high speed wind is just within miles of the eye of the storm. And once the further out you get, and this storm is probably 40 miles out on the water or in that vicinity when it went past the Tampa area, those higher winds are closer to the eye, and we get more gust here. But the surge caused by the sucking of the hurricane itself is what we worry about the most, since it's not a direct hit.
Mm-hmm.
It comes by and it sucks the trees over, and
that's part of my thing too. I just feel like the area would constantly be messy. You know, there's just it's just not a beautiful, you know, scenery. It's just constantly trees and seaweed up on everything. And
yeah, when you finally get home, you're going to have to do some massive cleanup, aren't you?
Big time.
I think so. And that's right up Jeremy's alley, because he's Mr. Clean.
That's right. I'm going to have to come down there with my chainsaw and help you get back into your house. Did you have to board up your windows or anything, or did you just strictly do sandbags?
We just did sandbags. We have hurricane-resistant windows, which are a new thing in the last few years. But a lot of buildings do board up.
Yeah.
And they have boarded up. And so that's something that...
It sounds like there's another hurricane on the, east side now of Florida, too, that's rolling in. And they're saying that these two might run into
meet
each
up.
Other, and then what happens then? Does Florida just break off and fall into the ocean at that point? What goes on in that situation? I'm very curious about this. It's getting nasty down there.
Jeremy, you are an animal. I love you guys. You know, your boys in the morning are the best boys in the morning. That's all I have to say.
Oh, look at you switching into consultant mode now.
Yeah, shut up, consultant. Hey, listen. Before we let you go, there's one thing that I would just like to point out, that you don't fool me at all. Because when you're talking about how this is so exciting, you got to be evacuated because of the storm coming in, I know you, and I know why you're excited. You've been moved to a hotel, and there is a phenomenon known, you know, as hotel lovin'.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That people,
it's
when,
adrenaline,
when they get,
you know,
out of their house, suddenly, you know, it's like a romantic time or whatever. So you were just excited to get Carolyn up into a hotel room.
Oh, that's, my God.
You're not fooling
oh
us.
Oh, my
man.
God.
Maybe that's why. Yeah. That's why I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning.
Gross. Well, gross.
I feel like we should let you go.